This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Hello, beautiful people, and welcome to Checkpoint on Campus. I'm your host, Jacob Brothers, and joined with me, as always, is Erica Sidora. Erica, how's life going today?
Pretty good. How's your life going today?
It is going. I have applied for an apartment and I'm stressed out. But besides that, life is great. Coming up in our queue, we have an Overwatch talk with Houston Outlaws GM Matt Iorio. We have a Pokimane scholarship conversation. You have your weekly preview. And wrapping up, we'll have a Smash conversation with our new intern, Vanessa. All coming up in today's show. Hello and welcome back to Checkpoint on Campus. I'm your host, Jacob Brothers. Joined with me, as always, is Erica Sidora. And we are joined by a very, very special guest. We are joined by Matt Iorio. We had to clarify last name right before recording. GM of the Houston Outlaws. Also the first player to go from a player to a GM. So Matt, thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having me. Excited to be here.
Absolutely. And so we're going to be talking about just a little small team called Redbird Esports. You both are familiar with them. A contenders team that then goes and joins a college. They then win every tournament that exists, both contenders and collegiate. They rolled for like eight tournaments straight. People in the collegiate scene were starting to be like, this is kind of ruining our competitive scene. Like, they made a lot of waves. And now, right before the playoffs of collegiate homecoming, Reiner goes to the LA Gladiators. Ultraviolet goes to the Atlanta Reign, Hydron goes to the Florida Mayhem, and Sam goes to San Francisco Shock. So now four of the six players are gone. So I guess my initial question with all of that, with that timeline, is can you explain like the logic of how that happened and why that happened?
What part of it? There's a lot to it, I think.
Yeah,
I guess
the part of a team that was in contenders, yeah, then decided to go to college, really shake up the college scene and win everything and give no one else a chance, and then leave.
Their team, they were the real deal the whole time. Like, they were always really good. They were someone that they were better than a lot of AL teams last year. We did a lot of scrims against them, and they were a really valuable scrim partner. So, like, they were definitely going to just win anything outside of AL for sure, no matter what it was. And I think for them, it was like contenders alone wasn't enough support in terms of like, you know, prize money or just like financial type of success. Like, I guess like the difference between main difference between contenders and collegiate for a player, it's like how much support am I going to get? How much money am I going to make? That's a big part of it. That's like a big factor of whether you're going to, how much time you want to commit to a game. So when you're looking at contenders specifically, it's like the support for the teams isn't as, and the players is not as strong as it is in collegiate. You know, with collegiate, you have essentially a scholarship, right? And you have a ton of support from the staff there. You have living arrangements. Some contender teams don't have anything at all. I don't know what salaries are like for these players on their contenders team, but or at all in terms of like what kind of money they've been making. But I know when I was in contenders and some of the first teams I was on, it was like, my first paycheck was like $200 a month or something. It's nothing at all. It's very little. So I think as a player, collegiate is so much safer, really. Like, you have that backup plan. You have a really great support structure and like this program to help you through. And if you don't make it, it's not easy to make it, you know? So like, you're not putting all your eggs in one basket.
I'm going to hop in really quick. Matt, you have, it sounds like you have like a lot of affinity for collegiate. Do you think these players are able to move between the collegiate scene and the contender scene? Do you think they have the freedom to, and do you think they'd want to switch between these teams?
I think, again, just money. But I think collegiate is a bit, still needs to be destigmatized a little bit. It's not really respected from players as a place where there's good players. Good players are there. It's always good players are always contenders. So Redbird was really the first step to having a good team in collegiate. I don't think there's really any good teams in collegiate. Good players, but until American Tornado, there wasn't really any good teams. But that's I also think there's like a heavy stigma against collegiate as a result of that. It's never really produced any good teams on its own. But I do think the system is better, and maybe it's a little bit uncomfortable too. I didn't think about that aspect because a lot of players, not everyone's like this, but a lot of players do prefer to like sit in their room or like play by themselves or with a small group and not kind of be put onto a campus or I guess like, and this doesn't apply to everyone, like I said, but it might be more comfortable because it might feel more autonomous actually to like to be on a contenders team. Maybe that's also a barrier as well. But I think right now, no matter what, like it's just a better answer because of the stability and like the safety net that you actually have.
Right. Yeah. But time will tell. Matt, thank you so much for coming on. This has been fantastic. Appreciate you. Can't wait to see what the Outlaws do in this upcoming year. And coming up next, we'll be talking about Pokimane Scholarship after this.
Thanks, guys. No, we don't come to play. Nah. Hey, no, we don't come to play.
Where we walk and where we talk, they know we don't come to play. Hello, hello. We are back once again with more collegiate esports news. You know it, you love it, but we might love it even a little bit more. Pokimane has done another collegiate scholarship. So, Erica, what do we need to know about the scholarship?
Well, first, we know her and we love her. I'd love to be a friend of her, but this is a really great opportunity for students who have not yet gone into the esports scene or they're looking into get to the esports scene, because right now she's partnering with the American Video Game League to bring a scholarship to students who are high school juniors, seniors, and also graduate students, undergrad students, and anyone who has a love for video games. This is a great opportunity for anyone who's looking to just get their passions out. The requirements are you have to be an eligible school, you have to be in an eligible school, and you have to make a 1 to 2 minute video talking about your interest. These students will be getting up to $10,000 worth of scholarship monies. And again, this is not the first time she has done something so great. She donated to UC Irvine before, and the deadline for this one will be December 31st, and it will be for the next fall semester. So if you're interested in getting scholarship, guys, this is a great opportunity for you.
Yeah, this is a great route to take. with that video, though, one thing that's interesting about that video is that the video has to be about your background and goals as a gamer. So, Erica, what is your background and goals as a gamer?
My background and goals as a gamer... Are you asking me personally or just like, in general?
Sure, sure.
I want to get good. I feel like that's everyone's thing. Yeah, get good. What the heck? Jacob, what is your goals? What are your goals?
Well, my background is liking Sonic and being good at platformers. But no, because that's like the only thing about this that is, I don't know how I feel about it. Because like the word gamer is thrown around in the copy for this scholarship in a way that it doesn't say the word esports, which I think is kind of interesting because... these scholarships are going to go towards collegiate esports. So it's like, yeah, my background is Overwatch and I plan on being in the Overwatch League is what most of these videos are probably going to look like. Mm-hmm. And so I think the background and goals as a gamer could lead to some interesting content, but maybe on a community level, someone gets a scholarship. I don't know. I'm open to that. That'd be super sick, but time will tell. And again, open for applicants until December 31st, 2021. So get on that if you want some sweet cachet. And we'll be right back after this highlight with your weekly preview.
We are back with another Big Break highlight. My name is Erica Sidora, and today we will be looking at the League of Legends College Invitational. Here we have the Winthrop Eagles and SLU go face-to-face, but Winthrop has collapsed on them as they always do, and as much as I love SLU, the Throps are out. This is a flawless engage with Sir Genji and the team following up. For more clips, check out Checkpoint XP on campus.
We are back once again, and it is with your weekly preview. And so right now, CSGO is pretty hot. People love CSGO. CSGO is a very interesting beast. It's difficult for my brain to wrangle it, but we wrangled it just for you guys. So, NACE Star League Varsity Grand Finals is happening this week. It will be happening on December 4th, and it will be taking place from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. The maps in the rotation are the usual maps being Dust 2, Ancient, Overpass, Nuke, Mirage, Vertigo, and Inferno. That was just a preview of my mixtape. It'll be taking place at twitch.tv/CSL Esports GG. And the teams that will be battling are Dravenport Black go up against the Drexel Dragons. Davenport Black was in the winner's bracket, and the Drexel Dragons came from the losing bracket, and they are going to have a legendary clash. Still sticking with CSGO, we have the Face It Collegiate CSGO Premier League. I love these titles. Round two will be happening on December 4th. The same maps will be in rotation as the first mentioned tournament. And so for that, keep an eye out for the UCF Knights taking on VCU. And keep an eye out for Ashland Esports taking on UF Orange. Moving on to Overwatch. Overwatch is back. We are hyped. We talked to our best friend, Matt Iorio. And I don't personally know what's going to be happening with Redbird Esports. They might be playing. I don't know how eligibility works out there with pro teams. But if they are playing, they'll win. If they're not playing, it's actually a toss-up. So tune in to check that out. And for Collegiate Rocket League, the finals have actually happened due to recording. We do not know the winners, but you do. So whoever won, congratulations. If it's UNLV, we're super proud of you. And if it was anyone else, we're also proud of you. Great work, and keep it up. And so, Erica, what else is going on in esports this week?
Let's talk about League, man. I always love to talk about League, but I especially love to talk about League when the Throps win. Okay, guys, the League of Legends Collegiate Invitational has finished, and Winthrop has won. It was a really close game, and if you want to check it out, check out Philly Esports on Twitch. Other than that, the Maryville has won the best esports collegiate program. That's kind of expected. I love Maryville. I also love Winthrop. So the League world for me is pretty set. Moving on to Hearthstone, the qualifiers have finished. We have 8 teams, starting with Ohio State, the U.S. Air Force Academy, and much more. There is no date yet. Blizzard has yet to confirm that. But if you're looking for more updates, check out them on Twitter at HS Esports. And then finally, Valorant. The final week before the playoffs is beginning, and we have Stony Brook finally qualifying. We have 8 more teams looking forward to join, but it's up in the air right now. We don't know what to expect, but we are excited for it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Erica. And that was your preview. And after this, we're going to be back with our best friend, Vanessa, talking about some Super Smash Brothers after this. Hello, for the last time this week, Jacob Brothers here, Erica Sidora there. We are joined by another best friend. We are joined by Vanessa Alves Johnson. She is our Smash Pro. So, Vanessa, tell us everything that we need to know about the collegiate Smash scene.
Of course. Well, we cannot talk about Smash right now if we are not going to talk about Sora being added as that final fighter in Smash for that DLC, which I think... it was a long run to get here, but with all the licensing things with Sony and Disney, it makes total sense. But now that all the fighters are pretty much out, I think it's going to be really interesting to see what's coming next, because now we're not getting any more DLC, we're not getting any new maps, and this update 13.0.1 is going to be coming out very soon. And I know from what's out right now, there's going to be some adjustments to like some of the Final Fighter adjustments, stuff like that, but I think it's going to be really interesting to see going into 2022 what we're going to be seeing in the college scene. At the moment, some recent tournaments that took place, we got the Fall Circuit by Collegiate Smash, and top three in that, we got UT Dallas that took first place. This is not their first win, though. They took first place also in this 2021 CSL Finals, so they've enjoyed that little championship route. We also got University of Houston in second place, and then New Jersey City in third place. So I definitely think we want to keep an eye out for them going into 2022, because I think that Smash is a really good place right now for teams to really get into the collegiate scene. Because you know what? We got all the DLC. It's kind of settled now. I think it's at this point we can really see a lot of teams really start to get into it a little bit more. And along with that, we got another tournament, Concordia Smash Collegiate Invitational, that happened a little bit earlier this month. We had Concordia University Ann Arbor, Aquinas College, Lawrence Tech, Siena Heights, and Clear University that participated in this. And you know what? Concordia University did not come to play. Their top four players in this tournament were all from Concordia University. And the top player, Zach Yoder, actually went undefeated the whole time. So we see a lot of these teams that have really powerful players. So I'm hoping that going into 2022, we see a little bit more of these players that, you know, are kind of a little bit scared to get into the collegiate scene. But they, you know, they want to show their skills because we got a lot of good people that are playing. And you know what? I'm a sore main right now, so we'll see if I make it out into that scene. But yeah, Smash is doing some very big things right now. I'm very excited for what's to come.
Thank you, Vanessa. Yeah, no, I'm excited. Sora, it's about time. I feel like everyone's going to use him just because he's so cracked and definitely broken. And so we'll see how that really carries out. But you're right. The esport is only growing. More schools are going to get involved. It's going to be one of the coolest esports coming going forward, I fully believe. But that is our show. Thank you very much for watching. Check us out on checkpointxp.com for more content. And we will be seeing you next week. And remember, the Wheat will always and forever... love you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.